This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Good Day program. I'm here with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen. Switzerland opened a 35-mile rail tunnel this morning, the longest and deepest tunnel in the world.
It went through. I love tunnels. Look at Swiss cheese.
Alps. Yeah, well, this is really, and you look at the Alps, and there are tunnels all over the place. Looks like Swiss cheese. The transportation minister for the European Union said it's called the Gotthard Base Tunnel.
Okay.
A milestone. I just had to start with that, Jennifer, just for you.
Nice to be here.
So yesterday, Jennifer texted me a couple of times about what happened at UCLA, because she knew that Brett and Megan, my daughter, was a prof there.
I'm a little worried for you guys, yeah.
Well, I'm interested from the local perspective, so that everybody knows the situation here. I'm outside of Boston on my farm in Framingham. Kara's down in Washington at the main studios of our originating network, Radio America. Victoria is in New York, and Jennifer's in Los Angeles. So when there's a story that obviously has its roots in any of those communities, good to get the local take on it. So what was the local take on the UCLA shooting?
Well, I would say, I mean, I was actually pretty impressed with the way the LAPD responded to it. If you miss out, about 10 o'clock in the morning, there was a 911 call of shots fired at UCLA. And so everybody there on campus was told to sort of shelter in place. And they put the campus on lockdown, and they put the surrounding elementary schools on lockdown. I guess there are a couple of them in that same area.
They're for the students.
So they put those schools on lockdown, and you know, at first your mind goes, oh gosh, now what? You hear shooting at a campus and you think, what's going on? LAPD responded, and they responded big, like a huge police presence. The FBI then came in. I mean, there were a lot. The response was quick and it was substantial. And within a couple of hours, they had already held a few press conferences. Charlie Beck, who's the head of the LAPD, said, just because you see a lot of us doesn't mean that the investigation is ongoing. And then he came out and said that it was actually a murder-suicide stemming from some office in the engineering building. I haven't heard any more about how the two were related necessarily, but they were quick to point out that it wasn't terror, because you have to remember, we're still sort of on edge after the Stanford and Dino terror attack.
I didn't think that you saying that now is the first time I brought terror into the discussion. We haven't had that here earlier on, and I didn't discuss that with my daughter or my son. Didn't come up. Interesting.
But it's sort of, I think, because it's still kind of new, especially since where I do a local radio show, San Bernardino, we were at like three blocks away from the site of the Inland Regional site. And so, sadly, the first thing your mind goes is, uh-oh, because it's just fresh. But I thought the reason that the response from the LAPD was so great is that they came out right away and said, look, it's not terror. It's this murder-suicide. They were very thorough about checking to make sure there was not anybody else involved. But before, in that little short window before they had announced, I thought immediately, I think of you. I mean, you're my extended family, Doug. And I was like, oh, gosh, Megan and Matthew. And, you know, just hoping that everybody wasn't on campus. And so I sent you a quick text message and found out that Megan was there. So her experience was she did her final exams anyway on the floor of her building, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's crazy. Because it was finals. I mean, it's finals week for UCLA.
32. I think she had 32 children in that particular class that she was in at the time. And so they were wrapping up their semester or trimester or quarter or whatever they call them. And as the last day, they were. She likes to give sort of active tests rather than passive tests. So they were discussing a lot of the things that had come up during the course of this past teaching period. And they heard the two, like a, Megan described it as a pop.
So she actually heard the gunshots.
Yeah.
There were some students who said, you know, we didn't hear anything in the neighboring building, so.
Yeah. Well, under the circumstances, you know, maybe what they heard wasn't what the shooting
right.
was. It just, it happened coincidentally, and your cognitive inventory will tell you this is something. And then, as a matter of course, all of the profs got a text that said school's on lockdown, emergency, and that's all they knew at the beginning. And so the there's a system that goes through all the buildings that automatically closes and locks all the doors and windows, except in one circumstance that we read about, it didn't work, so some kid tied his belt around the door. And
yeah.
And most everybody was told to get down from view. If you're, you know, a lot of those buildings over there are, they're younger buildings that last
they have lots
15,
of windows and stuff.
20, 25 years, and a lot of windows, and they're big, so it's an easy target. And I'm thinking to myself, what a horrible way of realizing or understanding what the world is about. The bigger the window, the more chance you have of getting shot. Imagine thinking along those lines.
And does that mean new schools are going to be built like fortresses? Is the good
Well, then they'll look like New York City public schools, which all look like prisons from the outside.
Yeah, they all have bars on them. You're right. Look like a prison.
It's terrible. I'm so lucky. Every time I look at a high school around me, I'm like, oh my God, how do kids go to school like that every day? Metal detectors and bars on the windows.
What are we doing to ourselves under the circumstances, or allowing ourselves? What do we react instead of act? We have the threat of, I didn't even think about terrorism here, but yeah, I'm sure a lot of people thought about that. And so what does that say about our lives and what we're allowing our lives to become? Because we really have allowed these people to win under the circumstances. I don't know what the alternative is.
Well, I don't know. I mean, everybody's still going to school. It's just
look at what Victoria just said. It's like prison to go to school.
That was like that before 9/11, though.
I didn't go to school in prison.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I was lucky. But again, I didn't go to school in New York City. So when you see city kids, it just they have to go through numerous metal detectors. And their bags get searched. I mean, it's cops with guns in the school. It just I don't know how that can be an environment that's conducive to learning and living and and living your puberty years and adolescent years. It's sad. It's very sad that that's the reality.
No matter, we have brain atrophy.
And part of it is the culture. I mean, my mom is a teacher at LA Unified for so long, 30 years. I mean, they installed metal detectors at her school. She had a race riot on campus, and she said these students are going by with guns and knives. And so you also have to say, maybe some of it is the institutional message, I guess. But the other part of it is high schoolers are carrying guns to school. Why is that happening?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was it you, Jennifer? Did we text back and forth? Or was it Megan? The last time there was a riot, these sorts of things, was the Watts riot. Wasn't there a UCLA riot after Watts? Wasn't there a UCLA riot like
there
in the
90s? There was the Rodney King riots. Those are the ones that I remember in my history that were...
They were on the campus?
All over... Well, I don't know if they were on campus at UCLA. I think that there was probably some spillover, but it probably wasn't like a direct thing there. You know what I mean? It was more downtown, but it spread through the whole valley. People were stealing, and looting and doing all kinds of stuff.
I just remember something connected to UCLA, and I don't remember what it was, frankly. I don't remember. I guess wasn't talking to you. Maybe in a conversation with Megan that I had last night. Anyway, it's just we've got a bunch of nuts in this country, and we're not dealing with the ramifications of mental illness. We have these big health programs, and they don't deal with one of the most severe problems that we have, and we're not taking care of our soldiers who have the problems, the homeless. Half of them are people that ought to be institutionalized. That's our obligation to take care of them. instead
of all the issues, people shy away from the mental illness one because because it's not pretty and it's not easy and it's not cookie cutter to treat.
What's most offensive is when people come to this country, like these Somalis that I talked to you about going to Lewiston, Maine, and they can get $30,000 a year for doing nothing, just showing up, and we don't have money to take care of these. What kind of an atrocity is that? What kind of leadership is there that allows that sort of thing to happen? I mean, you got to know these things are going on. Come on. I was reading a story in The New Yorker about the caliber of the people running for public office. And the article was entitled, "Do Dim Bulbs Make Better Presidents?"
That's interesting.
It's a throwback to George Bush when he was president and comparing him to Mr. Obama. Interesting quotes from people like George Will, going back to some of the better presidents or some that we thought were better presidents. This book goes all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt. Woodrow Wilson was a really dim bulb. and, you know, you look at William Howard Taft and some of the things he's put. I don't even know. You know, we're having this discussion off and on all of this week, starting with Memorial Day, about what you know about the history of our country. And I want to hope, but I guess I ought not to. I'm sure everybody remembers Harry Truman and Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter and Richard Nixon. But do you remember Herbert Hoover and Woodrow Wilson and William Howard Taft and Polk and some of these other people who were presidents of our country? Do those names ring a bell, Kara, with you and with you, Victoria?
Sure.
Taft.
Well, yeah. Polk, I don't really know much about. Taft is an indirect relative of my family, so I know a little bit more about him.
How
my
so?
Mom's maiden name is Taft, and they go back, So, but I know he was very, very overweight and
died in the bathtub.
So I probably know more trivial stuff about him.
I mean, think about Dan Quayle and all the things that we said about Dan Quayle. And imagine if Quayle and Bush had run together.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm missing something here.
Jeez. I don't know why I just thought of that. I never thought about that before. Quayle and Bush on the same ticket.
The blind leader of death.
No, old man Bush. I'm talking about George Bush. No, no, I was talking about George the son and Quayle together. Imagine what a combo that would have been. All right, anyway, 19 after the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you five...
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Streisand in any musical segment of this program. There's an up-tempo song that she recorded that was the number one hit when I was still a disc jockey in the 70s. And I can hear the song, but I can't remember the name of it, which is too bad because it makes an interesting contrast to this. The reason we're playing Barbara Streisand music is because she's going to take to the stage at the Tony Awards. First time that she has been associated with the Tonys for 46 years. She won a Tony in 1962 for I Can Get It For You Wholesale. Again in 64 for Funny Girl, but she hasn't been at the Tonys since 1970. She got a special Tony at that time. So this program is coming up on the 12th of June on CBS, hosted by James Corden. And my voice goes up in enthusiasm because at first I was saying, I remember when he got the job, can't we find some American to do these jobs? But Corden is quite good, as opposed to the guy that's doing the late show on the Australian guy that's ruined the Daily Show to the Forget About It show. Anyway,
as his mom calls him, Trevor Noah.
Trevor, yeah.
Yeah, and he's South African, I think.
Yeah. He's from Hungary.
As his mom calls him. But we knew who he was, right?
Yeah. All right, who else is going to be in attendance at the Tonys this year? Carol King apparently making a presence, her presence felt.
Well, her musical Beautiful has just swept Broadway.
Yeah, she's all kinds of talented. So is Streisand, frankly.
Yeah.
Some of the other people who will be working the crowd is Edie Brickell, who's married to Paul Simon, and she was married to him for a long time.
And that's Steve Martin on banjo.
Playing the banjo, yeah. Isn't that cool?
I saw Steve Martin in concert doing his banjo. Oh, my gosh. Talk about a Renaissance guy who can do anything. He's good.
Funny. Yeah.
That's really hard, I've heard, to play the banjo. I've heard that it's extremely difficult to learn.
Is it?
Yeah. So they've got a new musical that they wrote together. I forget the name of it, though.
When you think about this and then you think about King Tut.
That's funny.
Or the wild and crazy guys from
SNL. Or The Jerk, which is one of the funniest movies ever.
Very funny, he's a wonderfully talented guy. And now is sort of playing the senior statesman. Whenever you need somebody to add credibility to your show, you bring Steve Martin on board. Yeah, here's King Tut.
I wish he would do more movies.
Yeah.
Me too. Have you read any of his books, by the way? No.
He's cool. Speaking of books, it's Harry Potter time in people's minds. 9 years since the 7th and last Harry Potter book came out. And so now apparently J.K. Rowling is sort of writing on the side about some of the characters. There's a play that opens this week in London that deals with Harry Potter, things like Dumbledore being gay. I don't know how, I'm not sure how you could write a play around that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Called Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So for those of you who are Harry Potter friends, I don't know if there's a book around or she just wrote the play. Don't know.
This is new material, so right. It's all new.
Yeah, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do. Oh, it's not included in the Harry Potter series. It's just might as well keep writing stuff. And
that's right. Cha-ching.
A few more bucks while you're at it. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what is catnip? Does it really affect your cat? Some people say if my cat eats catnip, he goes crazy. Other people say it doesn't affect my cat at all. Catnip is a little plant that packs a big punch. When exposed to catnip, some cats have wildly hallucinatory experiences, complete with rolling, bursts of running, and at times even aggressive behavior. Other cats have milder reactions, and some cats have no reaction at all. Why should catnip have such widely different effects? The most recent theory is that it's genetic. Some cats have what's called a catnip gene. Some cats don't. Those possessing the catnip gene react to catnip in varying degrees. Controversy raged over whether or not cats who react to catnip should be exposed to what appears to be the equivalent of a mild drug. If you're facing this dilemma with your cat, the consensus seems to be that a little catnip every now and then is probably all right. However, I do recommend that you use organic catnip you grow yourself. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen here working our way back to you, babe. Working our way back to you, babe. Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Names in the news today. Camillus Dambrakis. Huh? Camillus Dambrakis is the Lithuanian toddler who crawled 5 meters in 11 seconds and won the annual crawling competition. Gotta crawl fast to get beyond this youngster. Camillus Dambrakis. I don't know how you get into this. I don't know why it's held. It's just some other cucamonga who's got an idea. Let's have a crawling contest.
You know, I looked it up and was really relieved to see that it was actually small children participating, because when you first said something, I was imagining
men.
Grown men, and I just didn't even want to know.
Am I the only one who thinks like his name sounds like a probiotic?
It does.
Yeah, exactly. Take care.
42 billion strains.
Exactly. All right, other people in the news. Amber Heard, who was a pal of Johnny Depp's. I guess she was married to him for
yeah.
a while, right? Court documents show she earns $10,000 a month but spends $40,000. There's a problem there.
I never want to downplay people's claims about domestic violence because this is a really serious issue.
Yeah.
But this woman said that she was getting hit by Johnny Depp before they even got married. So I'll ask. Oh, let's ask the peanut gallery, shall we? Let's ask the ladies.
Help yourself.
Ladies, if you were getting hit before you got married, would you go through with a marriage? I guess if you need to spend $44,000 a month and you only bring in $10,000, yeah.
It's so easy to say no that you wouldn't, but I just feel like domestic abuse has such a psychological, you know, like, thing that you don't understand unless you're going through it. Because there's so many women who say, like, they called the police and she didn't file a report. And I feel like there's so many women who don't do that because they're scared of the repercussions.
True.
But yeah. I don't know. It seems stupid that she would have married him in that situation, but
yeah.
easy to say that from the outside.
It wasn't going to get better. It never relationships never get better than when you're dating. They never get better from that point on.
Ever.
But then is Johnny Depp so... is he lost enough to in this woman to not have heard, or what she heard was the ka-ching? He didn't even get a prenup, didn't get her to sign a prenup.
That's
this
crazy.
Sounds, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a woman. If you have assets and you want to protect them, unfortunately, from the vagaries of the courts, lawyers, and scumbags, you kind of have to have a prenup. If you've got any serious wealth or anything to protect.
Yeah. Even if he must have been so taken by her, though. And I'm no Johnny Depp fan, so do not mistake my questioning of Amber Heard's motives for being like, you know, some super Johnny Deppster. The fact that he was with a woman for like something like 12 years, they had children together, he would never marry her, and then he jumps out of a relationship with that woman and into a marriage with Amber Heard with no prenup. I mean, something has to be going on in Johnny Depp's brain, right? I mean,
it's like a midlife crisis.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a midlife
nothing
crisis reaction.
Nothing, probably more like it. It's probably nothing. So anyway, she'll get $20 million. He's worth $400 million. It becomes silly. The numbers become telephone numbers.
Yeah.
It just isn't. It's not a lesson in money, although I suppose for some it is. But under the circumstances, understanding why people get together, what's this? But look at this. You lose your privacy. Did she decide, or by doing the things that she's done, whether when she listed what her expenses were, did she not think they were going to go public?
Well, in California, I guess it is public record, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. This stuff's going to become public record.
I just want to know, of all this stuff, how do you spend $10,000 a month on pet supplies
when
you only have two little Yorkies?
The necessary numbers here. I need this money because I have my monthly rent is $10,000. I can get a pretty good place in L.A., for $10,000,
yeah,
$10,000.
I've worked out my place like 10 times.
Listen to this, $10,000. She needs $10,000 a month for vacations and gifts.
So do I, by the way. So
$2,000 for restaurants, $2,000 for groceries, $2,000 for clothing.
$2,000 for groceries? She doesn't even eat. She's like 4 pounds. Like, what is she getting?
This stuff becomes asinine. This kind of... All right, what'd you start to say, Jennifer?
Well, the thing with her pets, the $10,000... Don't forget, they just got into trouble in... Where were they? Australia,
like yeah.
Because she's smuggling dogs into the country. I mean, obviously, this is... God... Weird. These people are nuts.
I just want to be the dog for $10,000 a month.
Sure. $120,000 a year on pets.
Well, that's a lot of clothing and beds.
Living
and
better than all of us.
Oh. Totally.
All right. Next person in the news is Arnold. He got scared by an elephant. He's on a safari in Africa, South Africa. Got chased around by a wild elephant.
Are you talking about Arnold?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm talking
Arnold,
about.
Arnold, not Arnold.
I said
Arnold.
Arnold.
I know who you're talking about.
Schwarzenegger was filming an elephant standing in the middle of the road from inside a safari vehicle. Apparently, if you see the picture, the elephant doesn't look like he's paying much attention. Don't you know who I am? Apparently, the elephant wasn't impressed. He approached the Jeep, and the guide started to drive away. You can hear Schwarzenegger giggling until the elephant launches into a full sprint following the vehicle.
And you can hear
Schwarzenegger saying, "Oh, punk!"
The elephant said, "I'll be back."
This video is one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. I encourage everyone to Google this. Yeah. We can't play it on the air because it doesn't make a lot of sense, but, oh, it's fun.
Well, there's things in there you can't air.
Yeah.
So here's the final story on Will Smith, not the actor, but the football player who got killed in that altercation in New Orleans. What was it, last month? Month before April. It was April. His blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit. It was 0.24, 3 times the driving limit anyway. This is sort of contradictory. Statement made by the attorney for his family said he wasn't inebriated. No, he was drunk. Cardell Hayes was indicted on second-degree murder charges because supposedly he shot Will in the back. Will may have been going to his car to get a gun, but nobody will ever know because he didn't make it back to his car. This guy killed him. So, I don't know. This doesn't, by any stretch of the imagination, let this guy off the hook. Yeah. But it is interesting that there is still some coverage here.
I just don't know how guns, and I'm a gun owner. I mean, I just don't know how guns become the go-to in altercations
this.
Shouldn't they be the last possible thing? I mean,
well,
they should be the last thing you grab if you feel like you're under attack. I don't understand why this has become such a... It's like the Wild West. It's crazy.
Well, I'm just going to say this one thing. It's because you're a woman. And women are not doing this.
Maybe.
Women are not doing this.
Yeah,
this
that's
tied,
a joke.
This is tied to ego. This is tied to insecure men who need to... I'm in New York City, the T.I. concert, all these thugs who are shooting each other, innocent people, bleeding all over the streets of New York City. It's insecure men who need to pack heat because they don't pack something else.
I'm going to go back to the topic of my book because I think we've done such a great job over the last, and Doug has heard me say this, that we've done a great job raising strong women, we've empowered women, and we've left our boys behind. And now I'm going
to
call them boys. They don't know how to be men anymore. Yeah. And I think you're right about that, Victor. I think there's definitely something to it.
Yep.
It's the world of wimp men. The wimp world of weak men. And women who are... Why can't we find the balance? That's the idea. You try to find...
Well, and some of it was that men were so struck down and the attention was given to girls. I know when I was growing, like in my generation, a lot of it was about showcasing female talent because they were trying to overcompensate for the years of, you know, not doing that. So it's, I think there's a whole generation of men who are just lost and don't know how to behave.
You said something that I'd never heard before, never even thought about it like this, but so obvious. Women don't go into these places and shoot everything up. It's the men who do.
It's always men,
It's always men. Always. Why is that? Is it the women are more secure?
Because women, think women communicate better. Women are more verbal. Women are more emotional. And we just come, we problem solve whatever the issue is. It could be minute in your day-to-day life. We just don't come at things from an insecure place. We come we circumvent the problem and then try to fix it.
I'm just thinking about it. In my relationship, I do a lot of the talking, and then after I've gone on for 3 or 4 minutes about something, Meredith will come back with 3 words that summarize what I've just said in the past 3 or 4 minutes. And she's not a woman of lots of words, at least, you know, she's a great conversationalist. People love to be around her and have conversations. She's the life of the party. But when it comes to talking about the important stuff, it gets boiled down to the basic, the brass tacks, quickly. And I don't know, I guess that has to do, you come from a position of strength or whatever it is that you've learned. She was the youngest in a family of 5, and they were all brothers. So maybe that's how she learned how to survive in that conversational way. And we all look at ourselves in different ways. I was always taught, I wasn't taught anything. I learned from doing and being exposed, that I had to talk my way into and out of things because there was nobody really there to speak for me. I spoke for myself as a kid, and I've always continued to do that. And sometimes it is, as an adult, it's distracting. You don't need to sometimes say. I remember being introduced by, when I was in college in Heidelberg, I was the business manager of the choir, and we traveled around the country. And Dr. Ohl, who is the head of the music department, the choir director, when we'd go into a church, because we would sing, we'd go around for 10 days on tour every year to various places in the country, and the choir sang at churches and stuff. And as the business manager, I had to put all this stuff together. So Dr. Ohl would introduce me to the, and I reminded him at his 100th birthday about this. We had a laugh a couple of years ago. He used to introduce me as, "This is Dudley Stephan. He always has something to say when there's nothing to be said." And I have perhaps made a career out of that. You decide. Television report next on Good Day.
A moving and inspiring one-of-a-kind musical and multimedia experience. The New American Freedom Train Show celebrates the foundations that made America great. Faith, family, military, and work ethic. Award-winning Nashville recording artist and U.S. Army veteran Tim Macker, together with a team of talented musicians, provides one of the most unique and entertaining shows in America. For more information, go to NewAmericanFreedomTrainShow.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Doug Stephan. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic. I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
This is not television news, but I'm just looking at this video of Arnold on the safari. And he writes, he posts at Schwarzenegger, "I'm absolutely in awe of these beautiful animals, and I wish people would stop killing them for their ivory." Well, somebody like you speaking out, Arnold, goes a long way toward putting that into effect, because lots of people need to speak out about these sorts of things to keep the elephants and the rhinos and the others who, some of the precious animals that are there and elsewhere around the world, tigers and lions and, I mean, all kinds of stuff, all kinds of species like this that are being abused. And when people like you speak out, people pay attention, so keep speaking out. All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Ducky, I'm glad you asked, because I'm ready to tell you that it's the finale of Roots. You know, this has been going on. It was a really, from what I've heard, a really good remake. I think you, maybe others have heard differing reviews, but you can catch the finale of it, that was based on the ABC miniseries, which was just pretty landmark. History, Lifetime, A&E, all broadcasting this tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also going on network TV, Bones will be airing. If you don't want to watch the NBA Finals, which is also a very big part of tonight's TV schedule, you can go over to the Fox Network and you can watch Bones. You can also see Beauty and the Beast on the CW. This is the final run for the show, so
is
you can check
Bones,
it out on
Bones going
night.
Away? Or is it
Bones is going
people?
Away.
This
yeah.
is it for it.
This is it.
A pretty good show, actually. I've been around for a long time, 8 or 9 seasons, I think, if I remember correctly. All right, 50 after the hour, 10 before the new hour, Doug and the Good Day Gang. Thank you.
tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Time on Good Day, the champion money pitter is Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti hosts the weekend Money Pit radio program, a guide to home improvement. How can we take advantage of Tom and his intelligence? Well, we're going to talk about deck safety today, among other things, and whether or not this is the best time of year to sell your home. Plus, maybe we'll squeeze in a question from one of you. That's up next here on Good Day.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the number one motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, number one in motorcycle insurance from 2014, Millward Brown National Survey data.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
55 past the hour here on Good Day with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Program. Deck safety. Deck collapses. Summer is with us. People are having outdoor parties. And you unfortunately read every year about a deck collapsing here and or there.
Yep.
Because they haven't used the right material. They haven't used the treated wood. They haven't put the stuff in the ground. All kinds of. I found putting sonar. What are the? Isn't that what they call the cement?
Sonotubes.
Yeah, right.
Sonar tubes. Yeah, sonar tubes.
Close.
Yeah, those are a type. Right, those are a type of footing. To hold
the
concrete.
You don't put wood in the ground.
No, but you know, I'll tell you where the weakest part of the deck is dug, and one area to start that inspection is the point where it connects to the house, because very often you'll see movement in that area. Perhaps it's not bolted properly, or perhaps the joists go through into the house and they're rotted. But that connection point is really important. And then just generally looking at the joists and the girders for cracks and checks and splits. And the columns, as you mentioned, you know, I see them very often where they're split right down the middle. And those types of things are very, very dangerous. When you look at the deck surface, the boards themselves, you know, if you just want to do something as simple as prevent splinters and you've got a badly cracked or checked deck board, what you can do is actually remove that deck board and turn it upside down and nail it back in, because the backside will not have been affected by the sun, and it usually is clean as the day it went down. So just a little trick of the trade there. And then if your deck is really worn and you want to kind of do a deck makeover, if the structure is solid, you can pull off the deck boards and the railing and replace just those portions with composite lumber, which, of course, never wears out, never rots, and needs no maintenance. So now is a good time to check those railings, check those stairs, check that deck structure. Make sure it's safe before you have that first party with, 75 of your closest personal friends up there bouncing around.
Well, then take this seriously, because it is serious.
It is serious, yep.
There's a new study out. Researchers at Zillow found the best month to sell your home is right now, May and June.
Mm-hmm.
The most homes listed the 1st of May. Most homes sold by the 1st or middle of June. Many of the homes are averaging 18, 19 days on the listing, which is pretty fast, actually.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend? There's some obvious things, maybe some not-so-obvious things that people ought to do if they're planning on selling their home.
Neutralize, neutralize, neutralize. Nobody wants to, see the mess that is your house. And you want to make sure that you make it as neutral as possible so they can sort of envision their stuff in your house. So clear out furniture. You know, try to have as few pieces as possible. If your rooms need to be painted, always paint neutral, you know, because this way, no matter what the prospective buyer's tastes are, they'll see that in your house. Also, have all your mechanical systems checked. So have the heating system checked, the cooling system, the plumbing, all of that sort of thing a once over, just to make sure it's in really good shape. And if you want to really be smart, get your home inspected by a professional home inspector as a seller, because this way you'll know exactly how it's going to appear in the eyes of a potential buyer's inspector, and it gives you the chance to take action on anything that needs to be fixed before the buyer's involved.
Yeah, I think that's as good an advice. I had that experience, and your advice is perfect. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.